With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, well, welcome to the Christmas podcast, Tom.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry I haven't got you a turkey, but I've got you some beeswax instead.
Well, we could mould it into a turkey.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. That could be your job.
Yeah. It might take a few days.
We're going to be doing Christmas candles because it's that time of year.
It is.
So we've got a real selection today. It's like a little candle workshop. We've got rolled candles.
Rolled candles?
Yes, rolled candles. We've got candles in moulds.
Moulds. Moulds and rolls.
And we've also got dipping candles.
Oh.
And if you'd like to dip something into the hot wax, then you must be careful. So that we'll do health and safety measures first.
Okay.
So, Tom, are you standing comfortably?
No.
Have you got your lead gloves on?
So no.
Have you got your iron mask on?
No.
Have you got your helmet on?
Yes.
Well,
all ready to go.
For wax making. Doodle doo, diddle dee, wax making with Tom.
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree. Making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
Act 1, rolled candles.
So what's this setup? Describe your setup. We've got my cooker here.
So on the cooker, we've got a pan, which is a bain-marie. And in the pan, we've got water. And I've got five jars of hot wax. And all the wax is, remember last week, I rendered down the wax. It was all dirty. We put it through a nappy, and then that was a bit laborious. So then I put it through a muslin cloth into, I used a frying pan, actually, with some tin foil. So, Tom, I know you've been researching a bit for today's podcast, because you do like to...
Researching is a bit of a big word for having a quick look on Wikipedia, but carry on.
What have you found out about candles?
Wax candles are special because they burn very cleanly.
Mm.
Unlike the tallow candle,
which... I thought you were going to say unlike potatoes.
Unlike potatoes, which don't burn at all well. Potato candles are notoriously bad.
Yeah, they are. They're the worst burners.
Worst burners, potatoes. Swedes run them close. But tallow candles, which is like animal fat, rendered animal fat, they burn and they smell and they give off lots of smoke and toxins. Beeswax don't produce toxins, which is why they were used in medieval times, especially when there was something that people wanted to protect from burning tallow fat, or potatoes, for that matter.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when you burn fat from an animal, you get lots of, sort of smoke and grease coming off, and you know there's sort of candle marks underneath.
Yeah.
And so beeswax burns very cleanly.
Hmm. What do you like about candles? Because I always burn candles, don't I?
I don't like an enormous amount about candles.
Oh, so all these years I've been lighting a candle.
Well, we're in the 21st century.
I know,
we don't need to burn candles.
But I love candles. You've never told me this before.
I've mentioned it a few times.
Well, so all these candles I burn every day, you're thinking...
They annoy the hell out of me.
Why didn't you tell me about that?
I didn't think it was my place.
Oh, Tom!
No, I like them. It's very atmospheric.
Good, okay, well that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit nervous about you doing this because
I'm a cretin.
It's making me a bit nervous, but I'm going to start you off. If you'd just like to remove your headphones and just go and by the radiator, I've put some wax sheets. They're just warming up to room temperature.
Which radiator?
Well, we've
only
got
one radiator in our house.
Not the wax radiator.
No.
The one next to it, yeah.
Is that in the wax wing?
In the wax wing, you'll find the wax.
Yeah. You'd
like to go and get
one second. In the wick chamber.
In the wick chamber, you'll find the wax.
Be back.
Can you you describe to people? What do you see before your very eyes?
I see a sheet of beeswax, similar to the foundation wax you would find in a frame of beads.
Yeah, and what?
So it's got the hexagonal shape. It's about, I don't know, 2 millimetres thin.
But what's different about it than the one that you've seen in the hive? Obviously, the wax isn't drawn out.
No, it's bigger.
No, it's not bigger.
No.
What's missing?
A wire.
The wire.
We don't have the wire foundation.
That's right. So this is what you're going to be making your candle with, and I'm going to have one here, so you can copy me.
So you've done anything special to these?
Well, I actually got them out of my wax glands this morning.
Did you? Did you secrete them this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite painful because, you know, I've been learning off the bees for a long time about secretion. And I've actually learnt that it's not easy to secrete wax at the rate of knots that you need to if you're a bee. Yeah, so we've got a bit of wick now. Because what you're going to do, you've got your wick.
Yes.
Okay. And you've got it at the end of the sheet. And first of all, you're going to start to roll it very, very tightly.
Okay.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
So we're rolling these sheets around the wick.
The wick, yeah, to start with, just to get it started.
Okay. I mean, just sort of fold it up and over.
Yeah. Ooh, what I'm doing, look.
You're rolling very well. It's like a cigar or something.
Oh, yeah,
it?
It's a rolling a cigar. Ooh, we might smoke it in a minute, Tom.
Really?
So these do burn quicker than the dipped or the poured candles.
Right, because there's more air in there, isn't there? Yeah.
And what I thought we'd do, because we've got the melted wax, which is very dangerous for children.
Is it? Why do you say it in such a expressive way?
Well, because I don't want you to... I know you're not
yeah,
a child.
Yeah, but I'm not a child, thing one. And thing two, there are no children around.
Do you think I treat you like a child, Tom?
At times. In fact, we have got one of our children here, haven't we?
Yeah, well, she said she might come out if she hears a scream.
That looks lovely, Esther.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So what I'm going to do now is dip it into the hot, molten wax.
Right. Is this thing to do?
Yeah, I'm going to have like an end... That's dipped. And it's going to look very charming.
Oh, yeah, once it starts rolling. Oh, what a lovely feeling. Oh, blimey. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've dipped my end into
You've dipped your end, have you?
I've dipped my end into the hot wax.
Yeah.
And it was quite painless.
Do we need to sort of seal this down anyway?
Yeah, look, I've done mine with the wax, look. But you could just squash it with your hand. You can dip it in there. Just dip your end in.
Does it matter if it spills out over the top?
Oh, well, no, don't do that.
No.
What Tom's doing now is dipping the rolled candle into the... That's enough!
Okay.
Flipping it, you can have a Lord Bulbous End if you do that. Right, Tom's dipped his wax. He's dipped... Oh, that looks
I've avoided
nice.
The large bulbous end.
Right, so now we've each done a rolled candle and it looks so
well
nice.
Well done, us. They do look nice.
Look, let's take a picture. I'll give it to our little man to hold.
A little elf.
A little elf doll who's looking after our candles. And that elf doll is knitted. And I do tend to like these knitted figures. And well, I made friends with the man who made these patterns. He's called Alan Dart.
Alan Dart.
And he makes so many wonderful little figures. And I've got an elf here and a Father Christmas. And every Christmas they come out. My mum actually knitted them.
Right, from Alan Dart's pattern.
My mum knitted the Father Christmas from Alan Dart's pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And the little elf my dad bought because he used to always buy me a little sort of something, a silly little thing at Christmas to put on the mantelpiece. Do you like that little elf, Tom?
I am allowed to say no, aren't I?
You seem to not like any of my things. What, do you like that mushroom?
I like that mushroom.
We've got like a foam mushroom, a Christmas foam mushroom. Tom seems to like that. And what about the Father Christmas?
I like him. Yeah, he's, you know, Father Christmas is Father Christmas. He's a jolly old soul, but...
All right.
But yeah, I like that, actually. But the elf not so.
Okay, then. So, Tom, what do you think about the rolled candle?
That was very simple, isn't it?
Have you got anything else to tell us about candle making? About the monks?
Well, Essa, maybe I do.
Come on.
Way back when, candles were invented by the Chinese using sort of animal fat,
mm-hmm.
and the beeswax ones came about 2,000 years ago.
Oh.
But before that, beeswax had other uses. So they'd use it for making wax tablets. So a bit like a very primitive iPad, if you will. So you'd have a wooden frame with the wax on it.
Yeah.
And you'd write whatever you wanted to write in cuneiform script or whatever your
What, in wax?
In wax. So you'd have
a piece of
a notebook. And then
a wax notebook?
Yes, a bit like an Etch-a-Sketch, because when you've written everything, what you then do is slightly melt it and scrape it down with a flat side, and you can go again.
Oh my word!
Like an Etch-a-Sketch, like shaking the Etch-a-Sketch, and then you can write down the wax tablets, isn't it?
Would you like a wax tablet for Christmas?
No.
Oh.
The number of reasons people use wax, they made wax statues. Oh. And then what you do is you put that in sand, is it? And you pour your metal into the wax, and the wax would melt, and you'd get the statue in metal. It's called the lost wax technique.
I've done some research.
No, that's common knowledge, isn't it?
Well, I didn't really know about
that's
that.
That's how you make bronze statues and the like.
That's another job for you, isn't it?
What, make a bronze statue?
You could make one of me.
I could do, couldn't I?
Act 2. Dipped candles.
Now what we're doing is we're going to have a little go at starting some dipped candles. Mm-hmm. So we've got an old oil tank, which Tom's like sawed the top off, and that's on the kitchen stove. It's filled with water, and then we've got like a chemistry measure.
A measuring cylinder
with some hot wax in it, and then we've got the wax wick.
Wax wick.
No, Tom. Okay. Right, so what we're doing is dropping the wax wick with a little weight on the bottom.
Wax wick with a weight.
Wax what?
Wax wick with a weight.
Wax wick with a weight. We've got a wax wick with a weight. Can you say that fast?
No.
Try it.
Don't want to.
Right then, well, we've got a wax wick with a little weight, but I don't think it's big enough. And we keep dipping it in. It's got to be 15 seconds dipping down and then bring it up. So it's got to be even, because you don't want a lumpy candle, do you?
I don't want a lumpy candle, no.
And then you wait until it's dried.
Okay.
So you take that one out, and then if you wanted to, then you could dip that one. This is the calmest I've seen Tom for a long time, because Tom is a person that likes to do 10 things at once. Now he's focusing on the candle wicks. But, oh dear, no, Tom.
What?
Oh, no.
No.
Stop there before you put the next one. Look.
I know, I can see.
So what Tom's done is he's obviously put the wick in very slowly, but when he's pulled it out, or he's done it slower, so it's got like more of a sort of bulbous end at one end.
Stop with your bulbous end.
And down the bottom, it's got a very thin end, hasn't it?
It has.
This candle could end up being quite an unusual shape.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Act 3, Mould Candles.
We are going to now make a mould candle in a little cup, aren't we, Tom?
In a cup.
We've got a green cup. Which wick looks the widest?
Which wick is the widest? That one on the white.
That one on the white?
That one on the right.
On the right.
Right.
So we've got a wider wick. Why do you think we've got a wider wick for this?
A wider wick? I don't know.
Stop it!
I'm going to stop now then.
What we're going to do now is we've got a lovely little teacup,
mm-hmm.
but the wick that we've been using is not wide enough for this cup. We need a wider wick. Why do you think we need a wider wick?
Because it's slower burning.
Yes,
maybe.
That's right. Oh. Actually, Tom, before we do this, have you got any more facts about wax?
Wax facts?
Yes, we've got any wax facts.
Wax facts. Bees were originally looked after for the honey
mm-hmm.
and the wax.
Yeah.
But why do you think beekeeping sort of declined in the 13th and 14th century?
I don't know. Why did it?
Sugar. Sugar was then imported from foreign climes.
Oh.
And so there wasn't the need for honey, because if you can grow sugar, like sugar beet and things like
yeah.
that, it's a lot easier than looking after 50,000 angry insects.
What, so actually beekeeping went out of fashion for a while?
Apparently so. And it was only really the monks who kept it going,
yeah.
because they needed the wax for their candles, because they were the only ones who needed candles, because they were the only ones who could read.
So that's why then it became a real thing in monasteries.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay. Before that, everyone would have needed the honey for the sugar. But once you can start importing sugar and growing sugar beet, you don't need it as much.
Oh, Tom, that is a very yeah. nice fact,
isn't it?
Hold on, before you dip that wax wick into the wax, we're going to now, we're making a different sort of candle.
I know, but you keep going on that, I'll keep going
on this. Well, you're going on it, because you're going to hold this,
oh.
and I'm going to pour the hot wax into the cup.
Avoiding my hands.
And then we could do a wax mould of your face, if you like.
Well, they used wax for death masks.
What's it, you pour hot wax on the face?
Yeah, and then remove it so you could keep it as this is what that person looked like in death. Well, Madame Tussauds, of course, with her, or Tussauds, with her wax work, that all came from that.
Did her?
Yeah.
Tom's very good, isn't he, with all these facts?
Well, thank you.
I love your wax facts.
Wax facts? Good wax facts.
You have
matched
actually,
wax facts.
I can't believe you've got so many wax facts that I actually didn't know. You never shared them with me. You're so mean with your wax facts. Now, you hold on that.
Right.
So I'll get the hot wax.
Yeah.
So I'm.
That's a phrase I never wanted to hear you say.
Right, so I'm. I don't know why I'm using my favourite tea towel for this. Right, we've got a.
You have favourite tea towels, Esther?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I like the ones with the little rabbits and bees on. That's my favourite.
Yeah.
Now we've got a jar, a honey jar, that we had honey in before. We're going to pour it into the glass with the wax wick. And you're going
to. Am I going to
hold it?
Upright, so I'm not going to curl it round or anything.
Ooh, that's it. So now...
Christ, how long am I going to be holding this?
You're going to have to stay there now until it's set.
That's going to be about an hour.
I've got a wick holder here. So this, can you see this little device?
It's like two little tiny bits of stick.
So we've got two little tiny bits of stick here and two cocktail sticks that hold the wick in place. Because otherwise Tom would have to be there all day holding the wick for a long time. And I can see he'd be getting very, very cross.
Maybe now, it's a monk thing. Maybe they...
Monks probably used to hold it
yeah,
for a long
time. Yeah, they probably did, didn't
yeah.
they?
And they might say a long prayer.
Yeah, big old chant.
Let's hear your monks chanting. That's enough for now.
Act 4, Wax on Your Saw.
What we're going to do now is going to make a Father Christmas for our final little wax making workshop.
Excellent. So what have you got there?
So I've got a wide wick, because it's a bit of a wider candle.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the rubber mould. We've put the wick in. So the mould is a white rubber mould. It's made of latex. And it's ever so easy to handle. We're going to pour the hot wax into the mould. We've put the wick inside. We've put a rubber band round the latex mould so none of the hot wax seeps out of the edge. And now we're going to keep the wick steady in the mould by using two little cocktail sticks holding the wick straight. We're using two little wick sticks and two little very small pieces of wood to hold the wick sticks.
Which look a bit like clothes pegs.
Yeah, they do look like clothes pegs.
You're going to want the wick going right down the middle, aren't you?
That's it, yeah. And now, Tom, you can get the hot wax, a jar of the hot wax. Go on, see if you can do it. Without making a death mask for yourself. So Tom's now going to pour.
I am very nervous about this because it's
right. Now you're going to pour the hot wax from the jar in to the mould.
Oh, that smells lovely. That smells
it does
really
smell
nice,
doesn't it? Yeah. And now I'm going to hold the wick straight. It's going in.
It's pouring so in very
pouring
slowly.
In. A bit more.
You can see some air bubbles coming out.
You can fill it to the top. We're doing head to toes. So his little feet are just poking out the top. It's on the wax mould. All we can see is his two little Wellington boots, isn't it, Tom?
Correct. Now I'm going to be carefully putting that back in because I know it's...
Tom's put the hot wax back into the bain-marie. And here we have one that we did earlier. Right, be very careful.
That's why I don't want to do it.
All right, then we'll give it to me then. Yes. Oh, come on, you can do it.
It doesn't go in half. Oh, it does go in half.
You just peel it back. It's a bit
so
like
so it splits
a,
in half. Oh, yeah. Okay. That
it's a bit like a sort of rubbery egg.
It is.
Right then.
That's
look, there's Father Christmas inside.
Here he's revealed.
Oh, he's hatching out of his rubber egg.
He looks very nice, actually.
What do you think to him? Oh, he's so cute. And to play us out, Tom Hodges, Silent Night, on his saw.
It's been a long while.
Is it a bit rusty?
It's a be rusty saw, yeah, and it's
do
a
bit
confined space.
Can't you put a bit of wax on your saw?
I don't think that'll work very well.
Oh, okay then. All right then.
Played this for a good few years, actually.
Well, Merry Christmas, Tom. I hope you enjoy your wax candles.
I will do.
And hope they light up your dark days and make them brighter.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
I love you.
And I'll call you up whenever I'm
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield, and partly recorded at the Hives on my allotment near Crouch End in London. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy May Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the Hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.
Well, that's what you'll be having for your Christmas dinner.
What, tallow?
Tallow wax candles.
Just tallow. A big plate of tallow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.